many Bibles do you have in your home? You may need to think about it for a minute. I grew up a preacher's kid, so I had different versions growing up. We had one of those big white family Bibles on the coffee table. I had a student Bible when I was in high school. One Christmas, I got a red leather one. I had a pink one. One I covered in puffy stickers when I was a kid. And of course, I had the small little pocket-sized red Gideon Bible. Over the years, I've read study Bibles, women's devotional Bibles, commentaries, and references. Now, my husband is a pastor, so if you add his in with mine, plus the ones my girls have, I would guess we have no less than maybe 20 in our home. We don't use them all the time. There are seasons we pick one up and may use it more than another, but this one is my go-to for study. My husband had the opportunity to sing at Shadow Mountain Community Church just outside of San Diego, California, several years ago. And the pastor there, Dr. David Jeremiah, had just completed the Jeremiah Study Bible. He was offering them at a discount and personally autographing them. So, of course, I had to get one and a few others for gifts that year. I love this Bible. I love digging into it and learning more about God, creation, the fall of man, and God's relentless pursuit to redeem and restore humanity through His love and grace. Because what that means for me is God pursued me. He sent His Son to die for me, and by grace, through faith, I am redeemed and restored. It's not simply a book to me. It's the living Word of God. God's best for me. God's way that shines a light for me in this dark world. What is the Bible to you? Is it something you carry with you to church on Sunday, but never open any other day of the week? Is it simply collecting dust on display in your home, but the truths of it are not hidden in your heart? Sadly, many view the Bible through a culturally influenced progressive lens, meaning they see it as a collection of texts or a product of community and human response to God. Others see it as merely a book of history or a book of poems and stories that doesn't really fit into our changing and evolving culture. Discrediting the Word of God seems to be a growing trend, so you need to know where you stand. Instead of asking what the Bible is to you, maybe I should start with the question, who is Jesus to you? Because if you've accepted Jesus' gift of salvation, John 3:16, then you understand first your sin and need for salvation, Romans 3:23, and the beautiful forgiveness and grace that is found through faith. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. And if you understand your desperate need for a Savior, that was revealed to you through Scripture and the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, John 6:44. False teachers have been denying the inspiration of Scripture since the first century. It's not a new spiritually woke trend. It was false teaching 2,000 years ago, and it's false teaching today. The Apostle Peter had this to say about it. 2 Peter 1:19 through 21. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Here's the deal. Don't take my word for it or anyone else's. You need to discover or rediscover the Bible for yourself. What other 2,000-year-old book has had 2,000 prophecies fulfilled to the letter? There's still more to be fulfilled. The story isn't over. We still live in the pages of what's to come. That's why it matters what you believe, who you're listening to, and what roadmap you're using to guide you. Where your destination ends depends on it. That's the truth. Man cannot live by bread alone or by the feel-good, false teaching the world wants us so desperately to follow. God's way is the only way. Discover it, trust it, and hold fast to it. I'm Lori Klein.